Mason Earl on the bench in part of that second quarter, despite playing with three fouls in that first half.
As far as the foul situation and everything, we checked it out during halftime. Yes, that was not a foul on Jim Stork. It did belong to Keegan Valentine. That's the only person that's in foul trouble for the Lakers is Keegan Valentine with three. And that's balanced off on the other side for Cass City with Mason Earl with three. Everyone else is in good shape.
We're 20 seconds away from starting the second half. John Mooney, what do you think both teams are going to try and do here? Does Lakers, obviously, they need to figure out how to break that press for Cass City.
I'm kind of wondering if Lakers aren't going to go ahead and feed that middle, which is very difficult to cover, and then just drive it right down their throats and have them take it right out. I mean, if you break their press and you make them pay on it, they'll pull it right off. As far as Cass City is concerned, they're in good shape. As far as their play, I thought it was the one thing that was a little bit skewed was the fact that Cass City had a whole slew of three-point shots to Lakers. But here we go in the second half. Let's see what happens.
And we're underway here as they get to Lakers' first possession. Cunningham to Wisner, top of the key. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Cunningham, left wing. Dribbles three times, four times, still continues. Back up to Wisner over to the right wing. To Keegan Valentine. Back up to Wisner. Cunningham. Skip pass to the right wing to Keegan Valentine. Back up to Wisner. Cassidy in that 1-3-1 zone. As they try and feed into the free throw line, we have a kick ball, and it'll be Laker ball on the baseline. 7:22 left in the third. Lakers leading by 4 points, 20-16. Cunningham inbounding for the green and white. Into Keegan Valentine left wing. Top of the key to Wisner. They send Cunningham streaking over to the right wing. Wisner still dribbling to his right, now to his left, back to his right. Cunningham double team, back up to Wisner for three. Top of the key, off the mark, short. And rebound, Kyle Ross.
It was a nice open look.
I can live with that shot.
Yeah, I could too.
Sarah Cuthrell over to Kyle Ross, right wing. Feeds it inside to Mason Earl. Going to work, pump fake. That one's no good, but he draws the foul. And Earl will go to the line for two shots. The foul goes against Dakota Valentine. His first, the big man, and the first team foul for Lakers in this half. Mason Earl is already 2-for-2 from the free throw line. 6 points in the night, all coming in that first quarter. He was held scoreless in the second. Erla's first free throw is up, and this one's good.
We're
7 points for Mason Erla.
Still 20-17.
20-17, Lakers lead cut down to 3 points now. Second free throw from the righty. This one's good. Two-point ball game. 20-18, Lakers by two with the ball. And as soon as they get that ball on the baseline, they'll be facing a full-court press. Wisner with it over to Keegan Valentine. Trying to surge, now picks up his dribble, skip pass, reverse the court. Brendan Wisner nearly lost the ball, and now we have a 10-second violation. That was a fast 10 seconds.
Well, it was. It was, you know, like 1-9 is 10. But, you know, Keegan Valentine's probably going up too far, and that's clogging up the guards and everything. If they had him back probably where the 10-second line is, they'd probably have a little more room to operate.
Top of the key. Jack Stern over to Parker Hare. Feeds it into Erla. Know the right act that was given at halftime. This one's air ball. Rebound to Keegan Valentine. Trying to feed down Dakota Valentine a little bit too quick, and this one's right out of bounds, and Gas City with it 90 feet from their own hoop.
A little adrenaline on Brennan Wisner. I don't think Keegan Valentine on a good day could have got that pass.
Or Dakota Valentine.
Or Dakota, that's right.
Sawyer Cuthrell against Wisner. To the right elbow to Kyle Ross. Dribbling, now down to the baseline, goes up for the layup, little off balance and little out of control. This one's no good. Rebound, Dakota Valentine.
Both teams need to just settle down, run their offense.
Wisner, though, looks like he drank about four Red Bulls at halftime. Over to Cunningham, right wing. Dribbles twice to the free throw line, back up to Wisner. Cunningham again, right wing. Back up to Wisner, over to Keegan Valentine, left wing. Defense adjusts, trying to get those skip passes going, and Jack Stern steals it away for Cass City. Mason Earle inside the lane, goes up for the shot. He draws the foul, and he'll go to the line for another two shots. I couldn't quite see who that foul was against, but it's the second team foul for Lakers. And goes against Trent Cunningham. That's his first. Earle at the line, shooting two shots. First free throw's up, and this one's good. Substitutions for both teams. Drew Scholler checks in for Keegan Valentine. Looks like Mason Earle will begin a breather here from Logan Schenk upon a made free throw. And I jinxed him there. Trent Cunningham with the rebound.
No, that was just a ploy of getting more playing time.
A one-point game, 20-19, Lakers hanging on by one. And it's stolen by Mason Earle. Going into the lane, goes up, and he is fouled by number four, Brennan Wisner, so he'll go right back to that line. And that's another way to guarantee you don't get come out when you have to go to the free throw line. Third team foul for Lakers in this half. And the first against Wisner. Earle back at the line, shooting another two shots. And he missed it. After starting out 5 for 5, he's now gone 0 for 2.
Now, he should have made that one, and this is the one you're supposed to miss.
And he makes that one, yeah. And he gets subbed out.
Yeah.
Actually, a 30-second timeout called by Aaron Fernald. Tie ball game, 20 apiece, 5:11 left in the third.
At Main Street Cafe and Bakery in Pigeon,
we always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Tuesday night, head south of the border for Main Street Cafe's Mexican Fiesta Night for just $6.50. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry for just $7.95. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $8.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
And Mason Earle does get checked out as the Lakers brings it up. Wisner over to Cunningham, and a little bit of a loose ball, and there's a little bit of a push coming from Cass City. That'll be the first team foul for the Cass City Redhawks in the second half, and the first against Parker Hare. Wisner, top of the key.
2-3 zone.
Dribbles right in between those top two defenders. Down to the corner now, feeds into Dakota Valentine. Going to work, goes up for the layup, and it's in for two. 8 points for the big man for Lakers. Gives the lead back. 22-20 to Lakers by two. Sawyer Cuthrell across midcourt, left to right across your radio. Kyle Ross, right wing, being guarded by Cunningham. Back up to Stern. Into Schenk, back out to Stern. Pulls up for three off the mark to the right. But rebound by Sawyer Cuthrell. Kyle Ross in the baseline overshot that one, and rebound Valentine. Only two rebounds for Cass City in this third quarter. They trailed by 2 points. They trailed by four at halftime. Into the corner to Jim Stork. Back up to Wisner for three. No good. It was online, but a little bit too long. Rebound Sawyer Cuthrell. Right wing Kyle Ross against Cunningham. Man-to-man defense for Lakers. Into Logan Schenk. Pulls up for the jump shot. That one was ugly and no good. And rebound Wisner. In transition, over to Cunningham, right wing, feeds it down to Stork. Double teamed and the right block. And gives it right into the hands of Parker Hare. Fourth turnover for Lakers in this quarter alone. Sawyer Cuthrell's three from the right wing, no good. Rebound to Keegan Valentine. And our microphone gets hit this time around. Ball out of bounds, and we have a timeout called by Aaron Fernald. It's a full timeout at the WLEW Sports Network.
The Thumb is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. And if you're hoping to find a new home in the Thumb area, make Joey Krieger at Kelly & Company Realty your first call. Kelly & Company Realty has been the Thumb's people mover for over 30 years. That's 3 decades of putting families in the homes of their dreams and helping farms and businesses grow. And in some of the most vibrant communities Michigan has to offer. If you're looking to sell your home, give Joey a call at 989-912-0059 for a free comparative market analysis. Don't buy or sell your home alone. For fast, professional service, give Joey Krieger a call at 989-912-0059 today.
For all things real estate, give me, Joey Krieger, a call at 989-989.